You have to give props where it's deserved. First, it's not easy to compete at a high level when you play three hockey games in 4 days with only a single day of rest between the two series. Second, it's never easy taking on a nationally ranked team on their home ice.
Absolutely. Very impressed with how hard they played. And you touched on some key things. Obviously, their goalie, I thought, played a solid game. And they did a great job of getting in the shot lanes and blocking a lot of shots. So, we kind of anticipated that coming in. But we were able to generate just enough to get the job done.
Last night, the Lindenwood Lions came to play, bringing their A game to the Sanford Center and making the fifth-ranked Bemidji State Beavers work for their first win in the second half of the season.
Huber winds up and fires! That one was just in. Beavers go up 1-0, 6:15 to play here in the second. That was a huge blast by Kristen Huber, tipped in, looks like by Riley Fawcett. 1-0 Beavs here in the second. A shot and a goal. That one went right through the legs of Mowat. And we got ourselves a tied hockey game. So Shannon Morris-Reed, if that one stands, will be a 1-1 game here. 4:05 to play.
I don't know about you, but I'm impressed. There's no doubt the game could have gone either way. But one thing is certain, the Beavers weren't about to let the Lions spoil the New Year.
Along the near wall, here comes Anderson with some speed. She'll play it off the wall to herself, bouncing puck left behind. Nice play there by Tugas. Anderson picks up the puck and puts that one in backhanded. Nice little play there by Anderson and Tugas, and that's what they've been doing all season, connecting. 2-1 Bemidji State.
Tonight, we wrap up this non-conference series between the Lions and the Beavers. There aren't any points on the line, just hopes of postseason play looming in the distance. Up next, game two of our 8-game Corner Sports Weekend right here on the Beaver Radio Network.